Yet, under Cyrus's leadership, they succeeded, through courage and guile. And so Cyrus became lord of that great realm. His first act was to free all the peoples held in captivity by the Babylonians. Among them were the Jews, who went home to Jerusalem. That was, as you remember, in 538 BC. Not content with his great kingdom, however, Cyrus marched on to conquer Egypt, only to die on the way. But his son Cambyses succeeded. Egypt fell and the pharaoh was deposed. That was the end of the Egyptian empire, which had lasted almost 3,000 years. And with its end, this little Persian tribe became master of nearly all the known world. But only nearly. They hadn't yet swallowed up Greece. That was still to come.